most people probably don't realize just how bad the situation is. I think teachers have a good sense of it, and I think kids have a good sense. But right, in high school, more than half of students miss basically more than a month of school, and pretty good percentages of those students miss 2 months or more.
I think what was so glaring, too, is there's this lack of consequence for the students and families involved.
Absolutely. I think that's a huge concern for pretty much everybody who's involved with this issue, is that students have a sense that there's nothing that's going to happen to them if they don't show up to school. And it's very frustrating for a lot of the adults involved. Not just teachers and administrators, but a lot of parents I talk to are very frustrated, and the parents don't even know what to do.
What solutions are they examining at this point?
Buffalo has been, a couple of years ago, they reinstated about a dozen attendance teachers, and they've been looking at more holistic approaches, looking at the root causes for student absenteeism and providing supports for students. And that's been kind of more of the route that they're taking rather than a consequence-driven approach.
The other thing that I found very startling, too, is the fact that they're pushed through. You wrote that teachers are not allowed to give students in third through sixth grade anything lower than a 70 on their report card, but yet they're missing all this class time.
Right. That's a related issue that teachers find pretty frustrating, because no matter how much school kids miss on the report card, there are certain minimum grades that they have to give. Whether it's in elementary school, in high school, they can't give a grade lower than a 50 for the first three marking periods. And so students feel like they can pretty much just not show up and then they can still pass.
In your second article, you actually looked at Los Angeles and their district and how they're working to get students to attend. And they've come up with some methods that are working.
Right. The interesting thing is that a lot of what Los Angeles is doing is actually pretty similar to what Buffalo says it's doing, but Los Angeles approaches it much differently. Los Angeles has very clearly stated goals for attendance. They don't want kids missing any more than 7 days of school a year, and everybody knows that. They have more supports in place in terms of attendance counselors, but they also have a lot more in place in terms of consequences. And that's from the school level, the district level, the state level, and also the municipality. The city of Los Angeles actually has a law, and has for quite a while, for about 20 years, saying that minors cannot legally be in a public place between the hours of 8:30 and 1:30, and they will be ticketed.
So the police department plays a role in the truancy issue in their
right.
city.
The Los Angeles school district actually has its own police department, and they will pick up students off the street, ticket them, and bring them back to school.
What stood out to you most as you were working on this? I'm sure you put a lot of time and effort into gathering all the data and material and interviews.
I think what struck me most is just the depth of the problem and the fact that until the district really wraps its arms around attendance, nothing else will really help the graduation rate, help the academic outcomes. It's important to note that Los Angeles and Buffalo have a lot of the same issues. Every urban center in America is dealing with the same challenges with student poverty and absenteeism. And I think what's important is that in Los Angeles, they're using a very data-driven approach. There's very clear-cut accountability. The students are held accountable. The schools are held accountable, even on a state level. California has a different approach, and students who are not in school, when students are not in school, the school doesn't get its full share of state aid, just the way that New York used to do things. And so the schools are a lot more motivated to find ways to get kids to school.
Mary Pasiak, Buffalo News education reporter, thank you so much for coming into Press Pass.
Thank you, Eileen.